Hello, and welcome to Living Vertical Radio, where we change the narrative of media by introducing you to creative and innovative individuals that inspire you with their unique stories. Our host is Cestine Duckworth, and you can call in or Skype into this program by calling 1-646-668-2928 #1. Please make sure your surrounding area is quiet because this is a live program. One Sure Sign Mobile Notary of Frisco, Texas provides professional notary service across the Dallas metro area. Our notary professionals are ready to help you with loan closings, power of attorney, fingerprinting, and other notary services. We meet you at your location of choice, your home, office, hospital, or local coffee shop, convenient to your schedule. Reliable, professional, and affordable. One Sure Sign is happy to support Living Vertical Radio here in Texas. Mention you heard this ad on Living Vertical for $5 off any notary service. Interested in advertising on our podcast with a listening audience of over 800,000? You can do a 15-second business ad, a 30-second radio ad, or a 10-minute interview radio ad. Our prices start out at $50. Contact us at info@verticalmediagroup.com. Our pricing is made to give everyone the ability to advertising no matter the budget. Thank you. And here's your host, Cestine Duckworth.
Welcome, everyone, and thank you to our wonderful audience for your support. Thank you to my coordinator for that great intro. I always appreciate hearing that. And I just have another announcement to make, but I'm going to make it at the end of the show because I really would like to get to our guest today, who is Henrietta Yvette McCall. She's a Georgia businesswoman basking in the glory of her entrepreneurship vision. And so let me tell you a little bit about Henrietta Yvette McCall. She has worked in the social services field for over 20 years, and she understands the importance of securing a job and finding the best employee to fill a position. And I'm sure all of us, understand what that means. She has worked in foster care, Medicaid waiver program for adults and children with developmental disabilities, EEOA, which is the Equal Opportunity Authority, where she assisted people with utilities, housing, and provided case management services. Henrietta has dedicated her professional career toward helping others, and she understands the importance of having good people in the right places. She received her bachelor's degree in general studies from Georgia Southern University and a master's degree in organizational management with an emphasis on nonprofit management at the University of Phoenix. So we know she is passionate about making sure businesses have the right employees and understand how the right people can help a business grow and also happy, satisfied customers. She has a tagline that says, "I am not responsible for how people treat me, but I am responsible for how I treat people." So today on our program, Woman on the Rise, we are interviewing Henrietta Yvette McCall. And as you know, this program is about talking to women who have gone through their journey toward either having their own business, leaving corporate America, and just following their passion. And so the one thing that I love about this program is we get women who inspire and empower other women who are listening. And we've been doing this for the last 8 years on Living Vertical. So I want everyone to welcome Henrietta Yvette McCall. Hi, Henrietta. How are you?
Good evening. Good evening. Can everybody hear me?
Yes, we can hear you fine. So happy to have you on today.
I am so glad to be in this space and at this place at this very moment. I am just elated that I'm here talking to you. I really am.
Well, let's tell everybody, you know, about your company. You have a staffing agency, Southern Pro Staffing, LLC, which is out of Georgia. But you staff anywhere they need staffing, right?
That is so correct. The pandemic just reaffirmed what I was already doing, understanding that we could do this thing virtually and we could staff anywhere for anybody. Staffing is all about building marriages, putting the right people together. However, I do enjoy staffing in a nonprofit social service and human services sector because that's just who I am. I'm passionate about building people up, putting people in the right places. And so I love staffing in those areas and always ready to start doing that. So, but Southern Pro Staffing came because I had worked in social service 20 plus years. And one thing I enjoyed about social service was when I picked up the phone and made phone calls to help people get jobs. And I absolutely unequivocally understood the value of having a good job. And I understood that professionals talk to professionals. I saw that it was so much easier for me to sometimes talk to human resources versus the person that's looking for a job. I would call in, hey, you know, say what my title is, and I just want to check on whoever application, and, you know, I'm getting through. So I just always had a knack at that. Honestly, my husband, 18 years ago, when he had a job interview, I had did so much work to get him that job interview. He was a truck driver driving all over 48 states, whatever. I had did so much to get him that job, the company owner said, bring your wife to the interview. And I did go to the interview with him because I did all the footwork to get him that job. And, you know, I was very strategic in it. And I told him, look, my husband don't have time to look for a job, so I'm going to look for a job for him. So I just had the skill. I knew I had the skill. And people is my thing. You know, I'll be honest with you. I have tried to walk away from social service. I just cannot let it go. I'm passionate about people. You know, I really believe we're one relationship for changing the rest of our lives. So that was a part of social service I enjoyed. So I started Southern Pro Staffing not really understanding staffing, didn't really know how it worked. It just was like, I'm just going to do it. Some years later, I've really gotten to understand it, really understand how it works, got around some people that kind of mentored me and taught me some things. And here I am building the absolute best staffing firm in the state of Georgia. I'm in the southern part of Georgia. I know everybody thinks Atlanta when people say Georgia. No, I'm more closer to Savannah. But I'm here building the absolute best staffing firm in the state of Georgia. And I say we're the best because we believe in putting people first.
Let's talk about some of the challenges of putting together a staffing agency. So one of the things I want to ask you is, how do you connect the right people to the right job? What kind of things do you have, your skill set that says, oh, you know what, they're going to be good for this, but we're going to get them ready for this job?
What makes me know? Well, I think I would say it's my past experience. Like I said, coming from my family can tell you I'm an investigator by nature. Like, I gotta get to the bottom of it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I let things linger. So, you know, I have a good knack on reading people. So, I listen to the client. We do an interview with the clients. I tell my clients, we're going to interview you just like we interview your candidates because we want to make sure that we're getting what you say you want. I told a man today, I was speaking to him, I said, if you tell me you want a psychiatrist with red hair, I'm looking for a psychiatrist with red hair. And, you know, I'm being facetious, but I'm being for real. So when you tell me what you're looking for, I take that in consideration, and I try to find that candidate. I believe in building marriages. I don't want this to be – it doesn't work well for my reputation for that candidate to leave in 6 months. And it certainly don't work for them to leave within the 90 days because that's my guarantee. So,
Well, I like the fact that you said that, you know, you also interview the employer. What kind of things are you looking for when you interview an employer? So what are you looking for to make sure that he is a good match or that they are a good match when you send employees to them?
Well, I'm really looking for what they say their needs are, their skill set. And then I'm asking questions. I'm saying, especially for a nonprofit who may have this, you know, overzealous expectation, and I'm saying, is that what the grant is requiring, or is that just what you're requiring? And then
right.
I try to, you know, educate them. Because in this space also, I'm listening to the you know, I'm listening to the people that's looking for jobs who saying, you know, and I'm seeing too that maybe what you're requiring is just not out there right now. And but is that really what you got to have? And I, you know, I'm also trying to encourage them, you know, if that's not what you got to have, let's back off of that. So, you know, so we can have a better candidate pool. Because
right.
the main thing is having a good candidate pool. People by nature are trainable. I mean, that, and you're going to have a training system in place. So, of course, you need people with a certain level of education because, that's, you know, if you're hiring clinicians, you're hiring clinicians. But if you're hiring CNC operators, you're hiring CNC operators. But we're also, you know, listening to the clients and the candidates.
Right.
I'll tell you for one particular incident, I was searching for nurse practitioners. And I'm being honest, we ended that relationship because she wasn't willing to budge on the money, and I was just telling her nurse practitioners was not going to work for the amount she was asking. She was willing to pay, and so we ended that relationship because unequivocally, I did not want to put a nurse practitioner in her facility and they not stay and not be happy and not be happy because what.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm trying to do is make people happy.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm
trying to do. Okay. So why do you think with the pandemic that just happened, why do you think a lot of people didn't go back to their jobs? I mean, I feel that a lot of people went out and looked for other work or found other work, but why do you think as a staffing agency, what do you think happened for people to say, you know what, I'm just not going back to that job?
Well, I think people did a lot of inventory on themselves. And I think they sat in positions to understand that they could do other things. They was given time to really think about their passions, what they really enjoyed. And I think, and I honestly believe people are starting to realize that your passion can become your income. So I think people really honed in on their passion. And I just honestly, I don't believe there's not one service out there that somebody won't pay for. I just believe that. People pay for people to dress them and tell them what clothes to put on. So I just, there's not one service out there people won't pay for. And if you have some kind of expertise in that, you know what I'm saying, I think that you can make money off of it. And I think we got to be real when we said there's a staffing shortage. Do I believe there's a staffing shortage? Maybe. I don't know. Personally, I think it's kind of delusional, but it may be. But I think what we got to understand is we had record number of people apply for business license and LLCs. I think people said, I'm going to figure this out on my own, and I'm going to take care of myself. I'm building a brand for my family, a legacy. And you know, legacy is trending, and building a brand is trending, and starting your own business is trending, and I think people are taking the leap and saying, look, this is the time. I felt like 2020 was the time for a lot of things. And I felt like, you know, people going out on their own, it was just a time. And I'm not mad at them. Even though I'm out here looking for staff and it's not as easy as it has been, I'm not mad because I believe in empowering people.
Well, I like what you said about, I love what you said. You're right. A lot of people went out and started their own businesses. And I don't think people didn't go back to work because they just didn't want to work. But I really believe things you said, they had time to evaluate. They had that extra time. They were with their families. And some of them just said, you know what, this is really not for me. And really, a lot of the women that we interview, and I say me myself, because that's how we start this program, when I ask them, they just, you know, they say I left and, you know, I've realized this wasn't my place and they found their passion somewhere else. And I'm meeting so many women, and some of them go do one or two different things when they leave corporate America, but eventually they really find what they like. And I think the thing that is great about that is they're really happy. And I know that you know this, is that when you have your own business, you're working harder than when you had a job. Okay.
Exactly. You have to
love it to be able to do it. I guess, you know, you don't realize, you know, all the work, but when you love it and you have a passion for it, it's very different. It's very, very different. So let me ask you.
And a lot of times you're still working another job while you're trying to build this business. So it's really hard, especially black-owned businesses. High numbers of them are still working other jobs while they're trying to build their business. So it requires passion. I mean, it separates you. Eventually you find out, is this my passion that I'm willing to sacrifice nights and days for? Because, you know, that's what you're doing. So, you know, you find out who you are when you start trying to run a business. You really do.
I think also, too, and I don't know if you do this, I always joke with some of my other entrepreneur friends, and we'll be having coffee or something, and I'll just say, you know what, I just need to get a real job. And we'll start laughing.
Why am I doing this? I've said this probably every other day. Yeah.
Right. So what was your biggest challenge when you were starting this company and getting it together? What was the biggest challenge you had to deal with?
My biggest challenge was knowledge. I just didn't have the skill set. I had the will. I had the passion, but I did not have the skill set. You see what I'm saying? I just didn't know. I didn't understand. I really did not understand how people build staffing firms. And I've been, you know, very blessed to find mentors and people like that who taught me about, you know, how this really works. Because I didn't. I just knew that I had a passion. I'm going to tell you something. I think it's been the best thing about me. I guess it's like a oxymoron for really. It's been the best thing about me, and it's probably been one of the worst things about me, and my passion for people. Like, I don't know where to stop sometimes. Okay. And I just knew that, oh, my God. I mean, I could tell story after story of how relationships change people. So how jobs change people. One of my best friends always talk about a job she had and how she met people at that job that just educated her and changed her life. And I mean, that I believe in people. So I knew staffing for me was not just about staffing. It was about people, building people up. I tell people all the time, I know a job is the difference between your child having a tutor or not, the difference between your child getting braces or not. So it was it just means so much to me. It means so much to me.
And understanding how much this means to you, you just got through doing a short little book. Can you tell us about the book?
The Do's and Don'ts of Getting Hired. In working in social service and just always putting myself in a space to meet and greet people. I campaigned heavily with several local candidates in Georgia, and I'm always meeting people. And one thing I did start to notice is, and just people just don't look for jobs correctly. So I said, look, I'm gonna give people just a quick 11 tips, and it's probably 30 tips that they need, but I'm just going to give you the 11 that I think you should focus on. And I always tell people, I know things have changed, but things ain't changed that much. And And so I did this book with 11 tips. I think it's about 11 or 12, the do's or don't getting hired. And main thing is befriend that gatekeeper. Make her your friend. Make him or her your friend. When you talk to them, make sure you're smiling and feeling good because they decide who the phone get transferred to next. So that's just one of the tips I put in my book.
That's a good tip. That's a good tip.
Right,
but I also like the fact that you, I also like the fact that you were able to hone in on something like that. Because you're right. I do believe, as you do, that people have a hard time even knowing how to find work. But also, one of the other things is that people sometimes pick the wrong jobs for them. You know, I know that. I know when I was helping my son, and you know, he doesn't really like he's very friendly, but he's really quiet. And and I was saying, well, what kind of job are you gonna look for? He said, I don't know. I said, well, you know, you like working with plants and with your hands. I said, you need a job at like Home Depot.
right.
Yeah, where you can be in there and working, and you don't always have to talk to people, you know. And you know, and that worked out fine. Another thing is that I think when I was doing academic advisement and recruitment for another company, and it was just kind of funny that when people come in and you say, so where do you want to be when you want to grow up? And they say, oh, I want to be a lawyer. Oh, I want to be a doctor.
Exactly.
Or I want to be, you know, something. And my aunt would say, you know, everybody can't. And so let's just be honest. Some people got to be the janitor.
Exactly. I would tell you, it's so true. And everybody appreciate the janitor when everything is clean, right?
They
understand the value of the janitor when everything is dirty. It's wild, but
right.
It's so true.
That's true.
But I also work with people. I have a contract with the state of Georgia, so I work with people with developmental disabilities. I've been working with people with developmental disabilities since 2005. I help them live the best life possible. So what we do is we help them find jobs and keep them jobs. And so I work with a vulnerable population, but such a great population. They appreciate the smallest things. So so with you saying that, I understand about making sure people are working in their skill set. You see what I'm saying?
Because everybody's
not going to be the lawyer, and everybody's not going to the NFL.
That's very true. That's very, very true. So when you're working with people with developmental disabilities, and I have worked with people with developmental disabilities, and it's been amazing some of the jobs they've had. You know, it's really amazing.
Right.
And so when you're helping them to stay on their job or to, you know, helping their employers understand what they need, do you ever have any pushback from the employers that say, oh, I can't do this? I won't be able to, have this person work for me?
Yeah, you do. I've experienced that. I've stopped using businesses that was just not, in my opinion, willing to even give my clients a chance. And some of them are very popular businesses. Because I understand that they may not be up to par. And you may just cannot deal with them no longer. I get that. But when you just won't give them a chance, like I'm walking in the door and you already shooting me down, like I got a problem with that. So because I don't think you understand. So for me, this staffing shortage, for me, I feel like it's an opportunity shortage. Like, I think we should be engaging people with felonies. We should be engaging people with developmental disabilities. I think it's not necessarily a staffing shortage. It's a shortage of people you would give opportunities to. That's what I think the shortage is.
So is businesses needing to change their perspective of what an employee is.
I think they expect too much. Sometimes I really do.
Yeah.
I think they expect too much. But I mean, on the flip side, I've had businesses that work with my clients, and they are wonderful. I know it's a challenge.
Right.
I know
it's
hard, but they don't give up on them. But then I've had some that they shoot me down from the first phone call.
I just saw a business today that was the owner decided to raise everybody's pay to $70,000 a year, even some that had
only been 30. I saw that. Wow.
Yeah, and it was funny how many people shot him down, but it was funny how successful he became by doing that, because, you know, all the people were happy. They were able to, you know, buy houses. Some of them wanted to start families, and they were able to do that. And so I just thought it was great on him to make that leap of faith, you know,
right,
and say, you know, and even took a pay cut himself to be able to do that. And then when I saw the part where all the employees put money together to buy him a car, I was like, okay, I'm done. I'm just done. It was just,
that's a model I want to follow. I honestly don't ever want to make so much more than my employees or my contractors I don't understand them no longer. Like, I don't want to be that person. I honestly want to be the person that I always wanted for myself. You know what I'm saying? I honestly want to be that person. And I have experienced for myself. You know, one of the contracts I have, I'm very close to the people that, that, you know, owns that contract. So, you know, we're not in two different worlds. And I don't ever want to feel like I'm in a different world from the people that make me who I am. And I think that's the disconnect sometimes. I think sometimes people don't realize this staff really make you. They make you. Without them, excuse my language, bro, you'll be in a job. Like, you know, I don't think they understand that. You know what I'm saying? So that's the disconnect.
That's very true.
I don't think they get it.
You've written one book to help people, you know, become employed. Are you planning on writing any more books as you go along in your, you know, in your business? Because I think that, you know, there's a lot of points that can be shared through books.
Yeah, I definitely, one thing I plan to definitely do is when I get this staffing firm, I like to call myself a staffing firm.
Mm-hmm.
When I get this staffing firm running on an automatic pilot, have the contractors I need in place, I want to write a book on how to develop a staffing firm. And then my give back is I want to mentor someone from the head to the toe on starting a staffing firm. Because personally, I feel like I've had some free mentors. They kind of like ghost me after a while. And then here come the mentors that you have to pay for. And I understand you should pay people for their skill set. But I also understand that you cannot get paid for everything. And it's got to be some point of giving back. So for me, that would be my gift back. So, yeah, I do plan to do that.
So let me ask you about, we're going to take a little few minutes here. How can people that are either recruiting or people that are looking for jobs contact you?
I'm on every social media. I'm on LinkedIn as Yvette McCall, and Southern Post Staffing is also on LinkedIn. My website is www.southernprostaffing.com. You can subscribe and, you know, get updates and everything, and, you know, send your resume right there. My email address is info@southernprostaffing.com, and my phone number is 912-690-4821. So that's how you can get in touch with me. I'm ready to work. I'm ready to help people find the staff they need. I just want to reiterate this, if you don't mind me taking a moment out just to say this. I think everybody deserves a staffing firm. I think every organization deserves a staffing firm. I think everybody don't realize they can afford a staffing firm. I think looking for staff is one of the most tedious things you're going to do. And if you're running your business, you don't have time to do it. And I specialize in small to growing businesses. So that's what I specialize in. That again, is about my passion of people. So I specialize in businesses that can appreciate me. So if you're out there and you got this.
Yes. Well, you make a great point, and I'll say, because I'll say that a lot of business women, and I've been saying this to small businesses for a long time, that even that have come to me and want consulting, and I say, you know what, you have to be able to say that I can't do this, and you need somebody there that can do it.
Right.
You have to be willing to, you know, at least give it over to someone that can do it for you. I just don't think people traditionally have thought about staffing agencies, okay? We know that,
right.
You know, when you're trying to sit there and do the job description and where do you put it out at and where do you go, it can be pretty overwhelming. And if you are, you know, into your business, you'll say, okay, I'm going to just put this away and just go to work here. But then you're drawn back to it because of the fact that you really need somebody. So I
right.
think that for those that are listening, it's okay. I mean, you know what, it's not as scary as you might think going to a staffing agency or a staffing firm to get the right person to work for you. You know, so just know that. And for all of our listeners out there and support people that have supported us over the years, we are going to be sharing Henrietta's information. We will be sharing in our social media. She'll be in Vertical Life magazine. We will be sharing all of that to all of our social media. And also you'll have her contact information. And I'm just going to encourage you, if you are, you know, I know how we are, you get to a point where your business is growing and you're growing and you're growing, and all of a sudden you're like, oh, my God, I need help.
Right. Right.
It's okay. And also, Henrietta does staffing for virtual employees. And the reason I want to make a point of that is because I think the pandemic has really made that come closer to home, that, you know what, it's okay to work from home and work from somebody. You can do it and be just as effective as someone
right.
sitting in your office. So tell us a little bit about that, Henrietta.
Well, well, like you said, I'll just reiterate what you said. The pandemic just confirmed what I already knew, that I work from home. You know, I was a case manager working from home.
Mm-hmm.
My office was 60 miles from my house. So I was working from home, and I would go see my clients, and every other thing I would do from home. And I was very productive at that. So I knew that this was
mm-hmm.
a thing. I didn't know how this was going to be the a thing, but I knew it
mm-hmm.
was a thing, and I was doing it. So that's the
mm-hmm.
same thing with me. You know, we conduct interviews via Zoom. We talk, we have phone conversations and all these things. So whatever you candidates you need, whether that's virtual or in person, we can handle that because you know, we're using the technology everybody else is using to get this thing done. I still horn in on my good judge of character, and we get it done. We have good conversations and try to get you the candidate that you need. Just remember, I specialize in small to growing businesses, and nobody should be doing their own staffing. You can unequivocally afford the services of a staffing agency.
What do you consider has been your success up until this moment?
People. I've built some
mm-hmm.
great relationships. On
mm-hmm.
social media, I came in contact with you through somebody I met on social media. I've met some sisters
mm-hmm.
on social
mm-hmm.
media. I feel
mm-hmm.
like we're sisters. I feel my greatest accomplishment is the way that I can build relationships. I think
okay.
that's my greatest accomplishment. That's my legacy. I promise
that's
you
awesome.
That will be my legacy. I want people to hear my name and smile. I want them to say, you
mm-hmm.
know what, she all right. And
right.
That's what I've done. I've built relationships.
Mm-hmm.
I built genuinely. And I'm going to tell you something. I'm so horned in on building genuine
mm-hmm.
relationships.
Mm-hmm.
I don't deal
mm-hmm.
with fake. I don't do well with fake. I don't wear anything fake. So, I mean, I don't do well with fake. I'm not opposed to it. But, I mean, you know,
right.
people do them. But I'm just really real. So I really believe in authentic relationships. And I believe
mm-hmm.
my legacy will be that I build good relationships.
Great. Well, one of the other things I want to talk to you about, because we like to talk about the whole woman, not just that this part of it. So what do you do to relax? What is your relaxed time look like?
Well, I go to the gym 4 days a week, and I got a sisterhood mm-hmm. there that I work out with. I got a sisterhood mm-hmm. that's probably on this call now. We're planning, we're about to do a call after this, planning my birthday, because I turned 50 this year. So So I plan that, planning that. I enjoy being with my husband and my sons. My husband and I make sure we do breakfast every Sunday. I got a 16-year-old son that lives in the house with us. He plays football, so, you know, I'm always, you know, there. I'm campaigning a lot. I do canvassing on Saturdays with the mayor who's up for reelection. I help Stacey Abrams with her campaign here. I plan an event locally here where we at. I love campaigning. I love that. So okay. I do that. I'm part of the NAACP. So I'm just busy. Mm-hmm. I just stay busy. I try to stay busy. So I take care of my mom, all those things. I just try to stay really busy. And for me, that's my relaxation. I really enjoy it. And I try to get me a massage like once a month.
Very good, very good. Mm-hmm. So tell me, how supportive is your husband and your son to you and your business? Because you're a busy woman, like you said, you're a busy woman, but you also, you know, must have some support to come through to you.
Well, my husband and my son runs a lawn service as well. It's called Landon's Lawn Care mm-hmm. LLC. It's named mm-hmm. after my son, so I have to help them with that as well. So I am in screen business, but my husband is just screaming in for it's supportive. Whatever I dream of, he's gonna support. I could call, mm-hmm. I could go in here tonight and tell him I'm about to start selling coconuts. He'll be like, all right, now how you gonna do that? I mean, so he's just gonna support whatever. But for me, mm-hmm. for this, here's the one thing he saw me never walk away from, and he knew it was my passion. You know, I walked away from selling paparazzi. I walked away from selling Avon. I was doing this. I was insurance, but I never walked away from Southern Pro Staffing. And he told me one day, he said, "You serious about that?" And I am. I am. I'm serious about that. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, definitely, I think you found your true passion and niche, because in everything you do, you're helping people, and I think that's wonderful. It could be a chore to help people, not in a negative way, but you know you're meeting so many different people. It's not like you get to choose the personalities.
Like you said,
you can train. You know, you can train them, but it's not like you can just change the personalities. And you know, so I think when you said I serve people, that already says that you are working with a tough crowd.
Right.
You are working with a tough crowd, but you know, but your passion to help, of course, you know, and then to write a book for, you know, to help individuals, you know, get hired. I think that's awesome too. We have a lot of older people that are actually going back to work. So for sure, I'm sure going back into this job, you know, world again, it has to be a total new thing for them, because we have advanced even further into technology than when they were, you know, actually working. So I know that has to be a real challenge. So it does make a difference when you're a people person, in the sense that, you know, you have the patience to help people. Everybody doesn't have patience to help people.
Well, they don't.
You know,
they don't.
And that's very true. My children used to say, I was like, you know, I think I'm going to teach. And my kids would say, no, Mom, no. No,
that's not for you.
I'm like, I'm nice. I'm a good mom. They say you are, but you can't be teaching no kids. No. And I come from a family of teachers too, and I'm like, that sure is cold. But I do understand though that it really, and I've always taught my kids that whenever you meet people that work with people, give them a lot of respect, because they are going above and beyond, you know, what you think, to be able to do this work every day. And I'm just proud of you, Henrietta. I mean, for someone to have a staffing firm, whoo, girl, that's a lot.
It is. But I enjoy it. I enjoy it.
Well, I'm glad you enjoy it. Definitely love your professionalism. And tell me about your staff that you have right now.
Right now, it's the craziest thing I have. It's three of us working together. And like I told you, I built some sisterhoods on the social media. I got a young lady named Kaitlee Bachelor. Mm-hmm. She's in Oklahoma. Her and I work together, talk every single day. And I use a virtual assistant that's also a very good friend of mine as well. And we all built this relationship, on social media. On the other side of my business, that's one side of my business. On the other side of my business, which is vocational rehab, I have a young man work with me, and I have another young lady by the name of Marilyn Creech that also works for me on that side. That's the side that I have the contract with the state of Georgia, working with people with the disabilities finding jobs. We love it because we all about that life. That's who we are, you know. I try to get away from this. It's in me. I just cannot get away from this. I'm just so reminded of what one of my best friends said. I listened to her story and how she said a job, a life changed her life, building relationships changed her life. And although I already knew all that, it just confirmed what I knew. We all are one relationship away from the rest of our life changing.
That's true. That's very true. So as we close out, Henrietta, what advice would you give to the women and the young women that are listening to our program today and that are thinking about pursuing their own passion? They're thinking about starting some type of business or some type of entrepreneur, project. What advice as the experience that you have would you give to them today?
I would tell them to research what you're doing and find you a mentor, of course. And I would tell you, once you get your LLC, your EIN, and all those things, get you some business insurance as well.
Okay.
I really would. Okay. I would tell them those are some things they need to do. And find some people in that space already. Try to befriend them, be kind, be nice. I tell everybody, make sure you're smiling when you're talking to people. Although you may not be looking at them, make sure you're smiling so you feel good when you're talking to them. And try to pick them for everything they can tell you. Just get in the space to learn more. Just get in the space to learn more. That's what I would encourage anybody to do. I don't care if you're trying to sell pies. Make sure you're in a space to learn about baking pies. So whatever it is you're trying to do, get in that space to learn more. And be willing to learn. Be willing to absorb what people are teaching you. Be willing to absorb what people teach you. And remember, everybody can teach you something.
Okay. All right. Well, we're going to have Henrietta. Henrietta will be in Vertical Life Magazine. For those of you that want to hear this broadcast or didn't hear it, and we'll be, like I said, sharing her throughout our social media and giving you information if you're looking for an employee or you're a company that needs some recruitment or you are looking for a job. We're going to put all that information out, how to reach her on her Facebook and on her website as well, and also how to get her book. If you're needing some tips, it's a great little book for you to have. It's available on Amazon right now. And we'll put the link to that in the article. And so as we go out of our program today, we have been talking to Henrietta Yvette McCall. She is the founder and the CEO of Southern Pro Staffing Firm in Georgia. But she can get a person for you anywhere in the United States. So I just want you to know that. I know some people, you kind of get stuck on that, oh, I'm in this state. But you know, a lot of states reach out even further now. So, if you're looking for a virtual assistant or you're looking for something else, contact Henrietta. She's a wealth of information. She's been doing this, and I'm sure that she can help you. And one of our last business tips for today is, if you don't have a Dun and Bradstreet number for your business or SAM.gov number for your business, you should get one today. It doesn't cost you anything. One of the things I believe as I've been doing some research lately is that a lot of businesses need to really make sure that you're not only as Henrietta said, an LLC, and you have insurance, but you need to make sure that you're also hooked into opportunities that may not be just in the newspaper for your business. Those Dunn's number, we call it Dun & Bradstreet, SAM.gov number, and try to get your business a certified minority business.
Right.
All of these things don't cost anything, but they give you opportunities when it comes to grants or when it comes to proposals or contracts or RFPs that may come up in your city, your state, or your county, and even the federal government. And I really believe that this is going to be kind of par for the course if you're a small business. Like I said, it doesn't cost you anything. It's just going to cost you time. And you can get in touch with us at info@verticallifemagazine.com if you want help how to find where to do those things online and for your state as well. This has been Woman on the Rise with your host, Celeste Duckworth. Our Woman on the Rise today has been Henrietta Yvette McCall. And definitely, you just have to meet Henrietta. You have to meet her. You really do. Thank you so much, Henrietta, for being on our program.
Thank you. I appreciate it so much.
All right. Have a wonderful evening.
You as well. Again, I appreciate
you.
It. Thank you for listening.
Thank you to our faithful listeners. This has been Living Vertical Radio, and you have been listening to our host, Celeste Duckworth. Stay tuned to our next program. Interested in getting your business in front of a worldwide audience? Contact info@verticalmediagroup.com. That's info@verticalmediagroup.com for details. And now, a word from our sponsors.
Books that make you laugh. Books that make you scream. Books that make you hope. And books that make you dream. What's on your bookshelf? Discover the books that make you who you are on BooksThatMakeYou.com. Read book reviews. Meet the authors who pour their souls into the books you love. And enter to win bookish prizes. If you're a bibliophile, then Books That Make You is your new best friend. Visit BooksThatMakeYou.com or find us on Insta and Facebook.